Today we will be going through a few of different halachas based on the parsha, last week's parsha, and we will be able to analyze some of what's in place and come out with halacha l'maaseh. We'll try to get in as much as we can. There's a lot to discuss, but I begin with a very important question. The question deals with the way we see throughout our lives, Rachmana Litzlan, accidents, and you see when they occur and to who they happen to. And many times we're left with just a hashkafa question of how is this possible and why would Hashem do this? And we begin, therefore, to talk about the death of Sarah. It takes place right after the Akedah. It says Rashi. Nisa Sarah is near Akedah. Why? Now, there's different pshatim in this Rashi, or it's the Medrash. Some learn that she was in shock that Avraham Avinu was sacrificing their son, and that was too much to bear, and then she passed away. And then you have the other Medrashim, that the others that explain that no, that it's because she saw, she was told by the giants, that Avraham Avinu did not go through with the Ratzon Hashem. And she did not realize that the Malach said not. She was a Navi. She had Nevuah too. And she was so aware at some point of the Akedah. And she was Tarka Nishmasa. And we begin, therefore, with the question that was asked. I put it on the sheet here. The Maisa Shenarga Isha Tzidkanias was a very special woman, and she was killed in a car accident. And she was on the way to school. L'Beis HaSefer L'Lumayt, the Nice Yisrael Torah B'Yerushalayim. What about Shluchai Mitzvah and Nizakim? And that's the question we begin with. How is it possible that Sarah dies because of the Akedah? The Akedah was a mitzvah that was Avraham Avinu's, was his Nisayan. It turns into now his man a whole few days. But it was all mitzvah. It was either on the way to do a mitzvah, doing the mitzvah, however you want to look at it, but it's Shluchai Mitzvah and Nizakim. And what happens? What's the result? The result is the death of his wife. And that seems to be questions that we ask ourselves all the time. We see different people that have suffered, even though they were doing a mitzvah. And the yisayid is, and this is just the yisayid in life, and I'm going to add to this yisayid because I believe that this is true, and if anyone disagrees, please let me know. But I believe that Avraham, the Akedah had to take place at a certain time. But it wasn't that this is the moment that was designated in time that this is when the Akedah has to take place. It takes place either Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Whenever it takes place, it took place because it had to be that Sarah is going to die. She was the Zman, her years were up. Whatever that allotted Zman to Sarah was, is up. And it was up on that day. Akedah, therefore, happens right before that, so she can die when her son is being brought as a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the neshama should leave at his man of a mitzvah. So, Ein Chanami, you're not going to go ahead and put yourself in danger by doing a mitzvah. That's never going to happen. And if your time is not up, you don't have to worry about it. But being that over here her time was off, Hashem wanted that, therefore, her life should leave. Bizman, she's doing a mitzvah. So the Akedah takes place, Bizman, her death, when it was supposed to take place. So she can leave the world by performing a mitzvah, while her son is performing, since she's a part of the mitzvah then. He's side gadol in life then. And whenever we see it, people ask whether it's someone's learning Torah, and we've seen terrorist attacks, or you see people that are on the way to do a mitzvah, and we hear stories. Teretz is like Reb Chaim said in the Teretz over here, he be'emes matzinu harbe. He says, many times you'll find this. More maybe than other times. Kiganin, he says, like Sarin. And he brings a medrash. Through Hadlakas Neiros, we find sometimes things happen. And we don't go ahead and say, what, doesn't make any sense? He says, therefore, he brings down Kehalas Rabbah, Shameis min ha'olam, Bishas mitzvah. Someone dies when they're doing a mitzvah. Ma'alo abakasav ki'ilu kaim ko'atayra. Mamish keeping the whole Torah. B'chein la'apach. So Hashem makes it that they're doing a mitzvah. So that or mitzvah, they're a part of the mitzvah. They're being part of the mitzvah, it's ki'ilu mekayim kol ha'tayrah kulos. It's just a important aside. You do hear different tragedies. If it's, and you find Gedolim that said brachas before the neshama left, but if at that zman they're involved in a mitzvah, what a bracha it is, and what a sign of what the person is all about. We move on to a very important halach over here. It wasn't shichat zeker.
No, but a car accident.
Okay, no, it doesn't seem. It wasn't. It doesn't seem that it was a case. It was just walking, right? It was just crossing the street. I don't know. I read the original story. I don't know. She was crossing the street. In a chnami, it's a zeikumati.
I once got hit in
the
face by a guy on the way to yeshiva.
Maybe it did. Maybe at that time it was shchicha zeikah.
Maybe he didn't want to make the kill bed.
Right. It is something to do. If it's so many times we hear stories of people, you see what we question, but the answer now is a little obviously we don't understand the ways of Hashem. But we will see, Mitzvah Hashem, this week's parasha also, we will head into this concept of Shlucha Mitzvah and Nizakin, because the, I'll speak about it on Shabbos, I'm working on it this morning, is that Esav himself was also doing a Mitzvah of Kibbutz. So how did he lose out? He's doing the mitzvah, keep it up, and he ends up losing out all the brachas. Shluchei mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah. You know, nothing bad happens to you. So the question I didn't really think about until I saw this question on Shabbos and worked on it this morning a little bit, but there's a lot to talk about with this. I saw, we'll see, mitzvah Shem. I don't know when we'll speak about it, Friday night, or maybe on Shabbos itself, or at different points. But there's a lot to talk about. How did Esav lose out in the mitzvah? His father taught, he's in the middle of mitzvah keeping a bench. He's doing what he was supposed to do, and now he loses out the brachas. They asked Chaim that question too. So it wasn't, there's a lot of svarim that people have asked over the years. What they did is they compiled all these different svarim of Chaim into one now. So it makes it much easier instead of that. But I like to look at the original because the one who compiled it does it in such a brilliant way. But still, it's not the exact lashon of the original svarim. But this question was asked to Chaim this week's parasha, Toldos. How does he lose the brachas? It came about mitzvah Shem. Over the week, at some point, we will, as I delve more into Teirut, I saw Teirut already. We get a better understanding. We will see other Teirut. So let's go right there. Vayakam Avraham Al Pnei Nesai. Vayidaber Al Bnei Ches Leim. Marid Kabbalah Turim. Very important for all of us, especially people that are involved. And this is what I have to speak about Thursday night to the Hatzalah members who are there at a time of death. And if things have to be decided and done, and sometimes the chevra, whoever's involved in the chevra, you're there at the meis, and things have to be taken care of, or you can talk about what you're not. So I have a merit of kasha for that, and you'll tell me, you see if you have a tarot. Vayakam Avraham Al Pnei Meis, Vayidaber Al Pnei Ches Leim. Vayakam Avraham, Zok Tabala Tum. This week's parasha was, Lefisha Asa, let's stop, you're not allowed to talk in front of a meis. So what does Avraham mean? He has to go ahead and talk about buying the Maris HaMachpelah. So Avraham Avinu gets up from the maze because he can't sit there, he can't talk there. By Yadaber, and he goes to speak to them, says the Bala Turim, because you know it's also a Saper Bifnei HaMeis. Is that the halacha? Is that wrong? Is that right? Look at the Mechaber again. For the Olam that's involved, you'll appreciate this question, because it's a really Tzarechian Gadol, but maybe the Olam will help me out. Look at the Mechaber. Mechaber says like this, Ein Aymer Bifnei HaMeis. If you're standing in front of the maze, you can only talk about Dvarim Shel Meis. Keep going. You're allowed to talk about whatever is necessary for the kvura, call the chevra, call the shomer hadas, the hesped, you can talk about hespeded, avoshar kol davar also. Everything else is also. It's strange words now in the chavra. Bani mili, what's also tired? You can't learn. Avomil alma, you want to talk about stam things? You're less lava, no problem. It's a little, first of all, the lashon is a little, it doesn't flow. Let's learn the shach. Let's learn the shach again. Zok the shach. The divrei Torah, afilu chutzla da'alamas. Torah is also in the room. Mila da'alma, stama, you want to talk whatever you want? You want to talk about business? You want to talk about sports? Afilu teich da'alamas. You can do that in front of da'alamas too. Says the Bach, so the Shach seems to bring the like the Bach. The divrei Torah, yeah, ena chanam. Torah is also in the room. Afilu chutzla da'alamas. Can't say over it, Torah, don't say the da'af. But things that have to do with Mili Dalma and also Tartal Amis. You want to talk about other things, the news, what's going on? Also Tartal Amis. You want to talk about what's going on with your family? Udavar of Shel Meis. You talk about the Meis, that's what our Filu, even Tyre. Your parent can ask it. Afilu Tartal Amis. Chenog, and that's the Minig, Lidrash, we talk about by the Spadim, the Retire in front of the Meis. The Yaitim, Inyan Linyan, until we talk about his life. Marizik Ashach, how he told you how to make a Hesped. Say it's our Torah, and then talk about the Shulchan Shalmeis, his Chasidus, his Torah, his Midas Torahs, Kasva Mardechai, and then he says, like we just said, the whole root. Then he says another Chiddush. Chaloisa Chedesh Emunach Boy. That's Dal Ramis. Chem Kasva Bach. The room is Dal Ramis. Oh, so that means if the whole room is Dal Ramis, and you're telling me that you can't even talk about Mili Damas, Asar and Dam, but if the whole room is Dal Ramis, so that means in the room itself, there's nothing you can do except talk about. And talk about Kuro. That's for sure you can talk about. You want to call the Chavra, you want to call Hashem Erdas, you want to call, you need to let people maybe be aware. So, Enechanami.
Let us tell.
Let us tell him, you could say, yeah, because that's what it makes. That's Var of Shalmeis. That's Var of Shalmeis.
Why
be
is the Levaya not Dalanam?
It is, the Torah you're allowed to say.
So not with
them. Oh, very. You mean stamas? The people in the they shouldn't be stamas about other things.
You're standing right, you know, the mace is right near where the person's speaking. You're within Dalanamis.
Within Dalanamis. You're right. You're right. You're not allowed, right? Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael Akasha for a little bit. What's Avraham Avinu having discussing all this? He's discussing about Tzar Chikura. He's trying to buy the plot. I remember a few years ago when I had to negotiate it's Tzar Chikvura. So what's Avraham Avinu getting up for? Why? What's the Baal HaTurim saying? It's also a Sabra. It's not also. This is what you're allowed to do.
It would have been mutter if he had no choice, but it's still better to go outside if it's not mamish shvachah shomet.
Yeah, but the lashon of the Baal HaTurim is awesome. I would agree with you because of Chaim, that's an easy way out. It's not, but the lashon is awesome, so it's not awesome. You want to tell me he doesn't want to? And anyway, why can't? Torah, we understand. Torah, you shouldn't do it because like Larosh. Very good. Some of the other things, anyway, the Mechaber seems to say you can talk about whatever you want in front of the mace. It's not shout that he cares. You want to talk about sports or whatever. You talk about business or politics, whatever you want. He doesn't seem to have a. The Shach is telling me now that no, Mila Dama Tech Dalaramis. It's a design.
He didn't have to marry her there. He didn't have to marry her there.
Yeah, no, but the Baal HaTurim is saying, by Yaakov Avram, got up. Why did he get up? He's got eating kasher. So we're going to look at the sheet. Obviously, the easy way out is that the Enoch Nami will get up and don't sit there. But look at, let's see the bottom of it. Harei b'tuvah shulchan aruch kasher tzarchei kvura muter. We just said, v'kam et tzarchei kvura. Could the Olam tell me what you think with this teretz? So, if you're going to look at these few words over there, maybe it's a teretz. What does Avraham Avinu say right away? Garbitaish of Anaychi Yamachem. I have a friend. So, I'm a dweller with you. Oh, that, and the Rabcha says, that's Tzar Chikvura now. He says, Afshagam. Well, I said extra words, right? Afshagam zelu Tzar Chikvura, avaloi Kvura Mamish. What does that mean? That for sure should be mud. So, Rabchaim's teretz is, yeah, I'm trying to negotiate with you. We're friends, right? We're neighbors. Gever Taishav and Achim Achim. Says Rav Chaim. Oh. And then I don't say, very good. So I asked the Kasha. Baruch Hashem, I saw the one, someone asked, I told you before, there's a number of Svarim, Rav Chaim. So someone, there's different people that they saw what Rav Chaim said. They went back to says, Rabbi, I don't understand. So I don't understand how this dialogue went with Rav Chaim. So maybe you could help me out. Because I just told, this is part of the Tzar Chikvura, right? In negotiating. I remember when it was Lizzie because I was there and I was trying to figure out how to get the plot that I'm negotiating with them. And I don't know if Dylan remembers how much I have to spend. It cost me $50,000 because the guy says he didn't buy it before. That's another question. We spoke about this. Why is Avraham Avinu waiting now to negotiate? This is not a good. Those that negotiate, you don't wait till after that to negotiate. I mean, you do it before. He knew it was Gabbat Amaras and Mapela. Now they're stuck. That's what happened there. We could have bought it. And I don't know. I bought it. It cost me. It was $50,000. The guy says he would have bought it before. It would have been 20. We're stuck now. No, nothing to do. So I'm trying to negotiate with the guy. We finally find some guy that owned the plot. He owned the whole section over there. You negotiate with him, and now you're stuck. So what's Avraham Avinu doing over? He's waiting for afterwards to go ahead and negotiate. So what's he doing wrong anyway? That's what we have to do. I was negotiating there too. I mean, he's trying to make say what he needs. It's not fair. We'll buy two. We'll want his wife too. So they give $2,000 off. Wonderful. But whatever it is, you're first of all, it doesn't make sense what Avraham Avinu is doing. And isn't this part of what we do? So if you look at the sheet, the one who said, then he asked him that. Haray b'shulchan aruch sham kasuk, shemutu l'dav nevim is gami l'dialma. Really, you are. The very Torah is awesome. The Torah doesn't write that. We're talking about the Baal HaTorah. Avol tzarchi kvura, gamvar macherim, mutter, vada l'cher mutter. He asked my kasha to Rechaim. That's what I don't understand what Rechaim's Torah to. He answered, oh, tshuva. So Rechaim says what you said. I don't understand. So he changed his mind now. And Chanami, it's mutter. You're not fooling Rechaim here. So what's his term? Mashadi b'hayu l'tzayruch. No, it was mutter. Ah, Avraham Avinu was afraid. I might end up talking to you about something else. L'fika chichmir b'halach me'el p'nimeis. And Chanami, he could have stayed there. But he's afraid. We're going to get into some other discussion, which to me, again, is like, it's the Baal HaTorah's lashon is not azay. The Baal HaTorah's lashon is that it's awesome. You have to understand, maybe Avraham Avinu was like we're saying, why did he wait? So there's some Sefer says, and I think we discussed this last week, some Sefer said Avraham Avinu never thought that he was going to die. Why? Because the Shubas and the Chassam Sefer. Hanoich lived, and what is Hanoich at the end of his life? He goes up to Gan Eden with his guf. So Hanoich is someone who designates his life to serving Hashem. He's an Ish Elikim. And he doesn't die. So Avraham Avinu said, maybe if you're an Ish, I'm also an Ish Elikim. I want to go straight up. So he never bought the Maras HaMachpelah. Now we see Sarah dies. And Sarah's grace, Avraham Nevuah, oh, if she dies, then I got to buy the plot. So now he has no choice. So he has no choice. That's why he didn't negotiate before. This is what the Chassam Sofer asked. He asked the Kash. He said, my Kash, it's in the truth. He says, why negotiate before? But his Teretz is that Avraham Avinu didn't think that. He thought that he's going to be with his guf. He only realizes now that it's not going to be his goof.
Maybe that's why he was negotiating for himself, not only for Sarah.
Very good. So maybe that's what I was saying. Maybe now, excellent. Maybe that's Shara. It's not just that's not just Tarchi Kuru. He is buying the whole plot for everybody, for him, for Yitzhak, and everybody else. I don't know if Shara is buying for everybody, but definitely for himself too. Very good. So maybe
that's also.
Well, right, but maybe that's Tzarchi himself. In other words, now he's negotiating for himself too. It's like I was saying, that's what happened. It's not happening because I'm negotiating with them. I didn't need one. I said one. They said no. I want two. So that means I was wrong. I mean, if you my tarot, I shouldn't have done that. I mean, I wasn't in the room anyway. I was outside. But I'm just saying, halacha l'maisef. This is what was going on.
That's part of the negotiation. If they're negotiating, they want to do two for the whatever. That's part of the negotiation.
But maybe that's for me then. In other words, that's Sarach, it's not Sarach Hameis. I'm doing a better deal here. Once I'm doing wrong, let me get two. That's how it actually played out. You know, let's just get two. Because then you give me the guy owned the whole thing. It's a whole real, I didn't realize what type of a business it is. But they own all of it already. And then they sell it to you. So the guy wanted you get two, you get a better deal. So
in order to get the one, you have to buy the two.
Maybe you're right. So that's
always willing to sell two.
No, he was willing to sell one.
Oh, he was.
He was willing to sell one for $50,000. He went down to 48. Not because I'm buying two.
Then they
was buying the Marzal Pele.
It wasn't like
one. If he's willing to sell one, just more, plus more, so then yeah, Takumi is the second one.
No, then you're right. If they were only going to sell two, so that's Sarche Kura. But now that I'm going into a business deal, let me get another one because I'll get a better deal.
That could be.
That could be. So that, if I was going to add to the site, if we're going to add this, maybe we could add maybe we could add this. This is my tarot to that child. Maybe, because now he's negotiating for himself to get a better deal. All right, but we have more. We have another Shaila over here. Shaila is like this. I want to read the Rav. Let's see the Mechaber and the Shaila. It's not this week's Parsha, but it's going to end up in Vayechi, but it's Nagia to this week's Parsha too. The Maras HaMachpelah, it was already there, and it was already all the Mechaber were buried there. And now we have, there's a grave already there. Shaila is like this. I want to read the Ramah. Ramah says like this. Let's just go straight to Ramah. See number five. Yeshai, but ain't chaitz like kever. Not to dig a grave. Even though the mace is not there until after death. In other words, you cannot prepare. Let's say someone's about to die. You're saying they're going to die. They're dying. Go prepare the grave. You're not allowed until after they die. Then the Ramah says, Nachan Ramah. Also, lots of shum kever liyos pesuach. Now, what's nagia to me is because this is, I get this question all the time. What are you allowed to talk about before? And other family members want to talk about what's going to be. So Avraham, that's going to be the Chassam Sofer also says, Avraham Avinu maybe couldn't talk about it before because maybe Halakha doesn't like it. So you're not, look again, Ramah says, you're not allowed to dig the grave until after death. So maybe Avraham Avinu didn't want to, so it would go against everything that we've been told. It's a Arichas Yamim, it's a skula, buy a plot. Or you see over here, you're not supposed to. Now, what's the reason why you're not supposed to? That we have to see. But let's go right here. Also, lots of cavaliers pesuach adamav. You can't have a grave open overnight. Shall I cover by a mesa? I mean, there's a big sakana. So they dig the grave, so it should be ready tomorrow. So there's two parts here, very important. There's two parts. Part number one is the rivash, and that's what we're going to learn the rivash inside. That you're not allowed you're not supposed to be Isaac in tzarchi ames until after that. If you look at number seven, let's skip over number six for a minute. The Ramban, he brings down the Ramah calls the Rivash. Let's go to the Rivash. What's the Rivash say? Rivash means Ramban. Kol shume iske ames, whatever deals with the mace, ain't ice and light. You have to wait till they die. So don't make phone calls before. So even though you know what's going to take place, they're telling you, you can't prepare. I can't call and be ready for this. Or I'm not allowed to do that. So I wouldn't be able to call anyway, which was another question. So even now, let's deal with it now. You're not allowed to. Well, what does that mean? You know, when? Starting from when?
Plots all the time.
Very good. So that's what you have to see the some whole because he's. So then, right? Well, because he wants to say that's another reason why Avraham Avinu didn't do it, because you're not supposed to do it. Very good. So that's what you have to see. What's going on over here? And what's the Ramah talking about? And there's two parts to the Ramah. They're very important. One is this Rivash. So look at the Rivash. That's why we have to go right to here. Because this is only when they're sick. El alachayil kadesh their diet. Oh, they hear you talking about this. They're not gonna. It's gonna not just cause them not to want to live. Whatever that means. Whatever this man is, it's always a shaila get. But it's a separate thing. But you're causing them tsar. You're talking about avol. And even if they're unconscious and they're in a coma, can't do it. So it's mashma only when you're there. So don't make any phone calls when you're in the room and they're still alive. That's what seems to be avol habriya. Someone who's healthy. I see kevrayim tachrich laatzmoi nochshash. Oh, so the answer is a shayla. You can do it when you're healthy. Do whatever. It's a skula. So riches yom. When are you not allowed to do it? When you? It's mashm also only in front of the chayla. If he's there, right? Cholzayin al chayla. Can they shleik tichur b'aytir leiv? But we have another thing here. We have another problem. If the grave is already dug, you can't buy a grave that's already dug. They can't do it before. So my shayla to Rami, we have to discuss this for a few minutes. Let's look at number six, where Yosef tells Pari about his father. Obviously, Biani Leimar, my father made me swear. He nainoki meis bekivri, asher karisi li. They already dug it for me. That means the Maris Apel was already dug. That's what Yosef's saying. Shama over there, tikparing. So I will bury him there. So let me go there and bury him. That means Asher Karisi Li. So already it was dug. But the halach is you're not going to have the grave dug already.
What?
No, because he says, Inan, I should be Kivri. It's my kever already. It's his kever. Already you had his kever. Asher Karisi, it's bought. And the Mepharshim say also, it says, Bikivri. So it was already a kever there. It was his kever. It's a plot there. And that, right. Normally the word Karisi means to buy. Right, Barrett's Kanaan, but he's saying over here that I bought that Shama Kari. So the Mepharshim, many of them, those that speak about this don't understand what's going on here with the Amara Samach Pelu. Was it already dug? It wasn't dug. But let's learn the first. So remember, we have two parts over here. We have a part over here about talking about in front of the mace, before the mace dies, and preparing and calling and make phone calls. You can't do that. You want to do it outside the room, it seems it's okay. So let's see number eight. So the Birkei Yosef says like this: Mashma, the Bechol Shari Lechbar B'Livn Leisit Tzarich Hamei Sheyamus. So he's quoting over here a Chol Hamoed. Don't go ahead and dig. Mashma that you are allowed. If it wasn't Chol Hamoed, you could dig. on during the week, even though you're not burying it. Frekta Birki Yosef, Kasha. The other day, Kasha, they chaitz and the geises. Achayamus, can't start until they die. Hareal, the Bechalas, like we just said, you can't prepare. So he says, Yesh Leimar, what's his teretz? The Bistam, the Inamifar, you don't say who you're digging it for, it's mother. You can have open graves. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael, they have the open graves already, and they have them on the wall. Avala chaitzim, the Mishu geises, oh, it's a pratiistic person. That's us. Why? Look at the new reason. Not because the mace scares you. The loyalists are mazli. Right, bad mazli. You're like, you're giving up. Upashi. And then he goes ahead, he brings out other Pisces that say that. So we have two things over there. One is it seems from the Rivash. He's not even quoting the Rivash. One is the Rivash that in front, Shalai Titrav Daitam Aleihem. Right? Kolzain al Chayla Kadesh Titrav Daitam Aleihem. Now, it's also, when the Rivash says Shetitra Daita Aleim, who is that referring to? Is that the Chayil or is that the people that are taking care of it? Right? Because look at the Lashon again. Chol Ze'ein al Chayilah, Kidei Shle Titra Daitam Aleihem. It's Mashma, it's going on the family members. The family members, you're being Mitzahar of them. Why are you talking about this now? Nothing to do that the Chayil himself is the one who's there in the room and here's what you're talking about. So it's nothing to do with being in the room. That would seem to be, although again, I'll just say there, if you're going to go what we said before, they hear you. What are you talking? Definitely shouldn't be talking about it there, but it's not. Now we have a new thing. We have the Birkei Yosef. No, listen, Mazel. What are you talking about? You change the Mazel. You could change the Mazel if you're going to talk about it. So don't talk about it because of Lissre Mazel. Okay, it brings down a whole list of places. I just put it for myself, all the different farm that's being about. Let's see the Chassam Sefer, number 9. Dr. Chassam Sefer, Tzarech Leimar, Ha Deinad Dem Chliv. Why you not mechliv? You should go ahead and take care of it. Why we leave it for the family members after death to take care of it? The person himself should take care of it. Why not? Basically, he's asking like Sarah didn't take care of it, and Avram didn't take care of it. That's his whole question. He's back. You'll see because he brings in Avram again. In this tshuva, he brings in Avram again. He says, "You're not why? Kilei mak diminish prunus l'nafshe. Why talk about it? It's not happening yet. Wait till it happens." Don't talk about it until it happens. Another thing, says he aside, beautiful, important aside, and it's so obvious from the parasha, because where's Sarah when she dies in Chevron? She didn't live in Chevron, she's in Be'er Sheva. How did she get to Chevron? Because she went to see the dying. Says to Sam Slafer, the Gam Ki Eni Idea, you don't know where you're going to end up. So what are you buying a plot here? You don't know where you're going to be. It's like, look, that's what happened during COVID. Right? No one knew. They bought there and they're stuck here. So don't buy because says Chassam Sefer. You don't know where Hashem wants you to be. So what are you wasting money for? You don't know where you're going to be. That's what he says. And he brings a raya. Look at Avraham Avinu. He knew about the Kedushas Maras HaMachpelah. But like Paul was at Shemesah. He only waited. What are you waiting for? Because he had no idea where she's going to. It happens to be she ends up in Chevron. But that's not where he lived. So Avraham Avinu didn't, says Chassam Sefer, he didn't want to buy because he had no idea what's going to end up happening. So don't go when we tam zeh. Look what he writes. I don't know. The flow doesn't really go. It's not so clear what he's saying. Ki may say midbar echinu lam kvarim atishavav. Right? They prepared their graves. What are they preparing it for? V'nichnusu l'saicham b'chayim. They went in when they were alive. U'meisim sham ki yoydim dina. They knew where they were going to die. So they had a right to dig because they knew it. So they. It seems to be answering the other question. They already dug the hole too, which is our other Ramah. What are you digging the hole for? You're not allowed to dig it overnight. But leaving that aside, Chassam Sefer seems to say then, and that goes against everything that we said, you should buy. It's a school of Arichas Yam. But if you medayik his words, ain't a mechuyev. You're not mechuyev. It's a good idea. But you're not mechuyev because who knows? So you say, that's why it tells Avraham Avinu was not mechuyev. If not, he's, by the way, also, well, you should take care of this before. Save all your money. And you would have had this. Heretz is, who knows? Why should I waste my money? I don't know what's going to be. Should you? It's a skula. So we're told it's a skula. But it doesn't affect at all Avraham Avinu. Comes along, so the Michas Elazar also, many, many don't ask, and the Eretz Yisrael, they do dig, and it's Titzeliazes, and there's many, many places that try to figure it out, why they, in Eretz Yisrael, the graves are empty there, and they dig it even as a Sakana. Just to read you over here, the number 10, Michas Elazar says, Rabbi Yudah Chassid, the Sakana part, he's only talking about the Chutzlaretz. In Chutzlaretz, we don't bury on the same day of death anyway. So don't dig the grave. But in Eretz Yisrael, that they're so careful to dig, and they want to make sure that they have to have the graves ready. That's basically what he says. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's mechadish that the Ramah doesn't apply. Chiddush gadol. I don't know why the Ramah never writes that. He should have written that. He says the whole Ramah is talking about chutz laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they're so careful to bury on the day of death, need graves ready. Need graves ready, dig the graves and have them open graves. So this way, the graves will be ready. In America, or anywhere else for that matter, that's what you Yudah Chos. So in America, you're not allowed to have an open grave. But in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to have open graves. That's, you know, the person don't say this, that's what he says.
An open Eretz Yisrael, they make them and then they fill them in, really.
No, because the ones that they have in the walls are still open. Yeah. Just to show you how to look at this also, the Aruch HaShulchan says, let's look at Aruch HaShulchan number 11. Dein chayitz loy kever, af b'shena kever imo v'bayis, even though you're not there, achi yamas v'asach v'shem kever, l'shtzuchad l'machar, brings down both, it's a sakana, zesh v'kasu, he writes like this. He learns the other way, that I said to you. She'ein chayitz loy kasach, the mutter medina, kol she'en achayla magi, she's learning about the chayla. He learns the chayla, as long as the chayla doesn't know. So he's focusing on the chayla. That's why, I don't know, I go back to the rivash, the lashon of the rivash is not mash like that. The lashon of the rivash is, Titrav Daitam Alehem. I don't know, to me it sounds more like the other family members are going to be tired of that. Why are you talking to them about it? The Aruch HaShulchan clearly says it's the Chayla. Clearly the Chayla. The Ein Kushe Ma Shachai Mechin Tachrich La'atzmei. Oh yes, it says in the brackets, I always do prepare. So that's when you're healthy. Abu Kishu Mesukon. Look at it, another reason why. It's Al Tiftach Pelosatim. Which could be Lisra Mazel. I don't know, it's a separate thing. It's two separate things generally. That's how you look at it. There's bad Mazel, you're changing your Mazel, and then you have Altif the Pellet. What are you talking about it for? Oh, you're telling the Sutton, you know what? Take his life already. So we see a number of reasons over here when someone is already Mesukan, not to talk about it. And so that's questionable then. What are you allowed to, you can't talk about buying the grave. You can't, it's Altif the Pellet Sutton. You can't go ahead and start negotiating. You do it all before. Because once you get to that point, it's all tiftach pelasatan already. Or especially in front of the mace. If you they margish it. Or other fan, if you want to learn, I mean, it seems to be that's a pshat in the rivash too. That's how I learned the rivash.
In general, Tarif Daitam, not a family, just sick ones altogether, over many sick people, sick people of the world.
I mean, that's how you would translate it. Another like Tarif Daitam, Aleihem.
About Briam, but healthy people, obviously, give Rayham. He's talking Robin, just sick people versus healthy.
It could be, right. It could be the group. Yeah. Maybe. Strange Lashon, but you're right. I learned it like that also, originally the Rivash. He's talking about the Chayla. It's the Chayla. You know more about, right. Mashab Shad, I always learned the Chayla, but it's just, I mean, when Dayak is words, it's Daitam Alayim. All right. Anyway, we're back to, we didn't answer my question, Hovid, because what happened to Yaakov? So we have a Pasha de Teretz now. Oh, we have two Teretz. First of all, beautiful Teretz Yisrael. And according to the Minchas Laws and Eretz Yisrael, you can have it open. And the other problem is you're not allowed to talk about it before you could. Yaakov, when they were all healthy then. Now that Avraham Avinu is buying it, he's buying it for only healthy people. Oh, so you're allowed to buy it now. Now he's going to make a good deal. He buys the whole Maariv Samach Pela. And therefore, that's a pshat.
Well, I have one quick question. The Samsung originals that we find them by earlier.
That was a different Sam Seifer.
Right.
I got two Sam Seifers.
Later,
that's
my thing. It's right. The Seifer go back to us and say, why would you buy it if you know where you're going to die? The second ever of losing the die, he bought it right from top also.
Very good. Because he knew he was going to be buried with his wife. So that they knew. They knew that all the peers were going to be buried there. Machpelah, he took the word, Marissa Machpelah. You're right. Once he sees Sarah's die, then he knew he was going to be buried with his wife. So that he figured out. Although Rachel was not buried with Yaakov. But that was a different reason. But you're right, yes, I agree with you. Once that happened already, he was connected to his wife. Interestingly enough, when you look at Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitz, just to go to Vayakam Avraham, because this is how probably Musa look at the Vayakam, it's a lesson for all of us in life. We have to learn it inside. Just a lesson of Vayakam. He's not going with the Baal Tur. I have to show the Oilam this, because to me, it's just the way, it's so hard to live your life like this. But this is what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu, we're on the top of the net sheet. Hutzuch Ladabim Bnei Chais, by Yaakov, by Yekilo, it was like there was no mace there. You have to talk to people now. Hutzuch Ladabim Bnei Adam. Umitzad Kavod Abrius. It's Kavod Abrius. Acher Daira, he cried enough. He removed all his tears. He washed his face. Bitzaroi Bikirboi Tamin. His tzara was hidden inside him. His fear was hidden inside him. It was like there's nothing wrong. His wife didn't die. Why? Because I have to talk to another human being. Don't talk to them with tears. Allah. Don't talk to someone else when you're in pain. Hear what he says? Elo shalat umashalat. Control your feelings. Diber itam upanam asbira. If you talk to them, you should be with a shine. That's Kavod Abrius. You hear how far Kavod Abrius is gone? That's what he said. That Avraham Avinu had to wash away his tears. I haven't talked to someone now. I'm in a negotiation. I'm not bitzar. I read a story with Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach when his wife passed away. So he was in the hospital and one of his talmidim had a child at that time and he sees his Rosh Hashiva and he says, Rabbi, I had a baby. I had a baby girl. And his Shiva gave me such a bracha with such a... A few hours later, he found out that the Rebbetzin passed away, and when he went to apologize to Rav Shlomo Zalman and went during the shiva, he says, "No, my tzar is not your tzar. You had a simcha. During that moment, I had no tzar. I was fine. It was nothing. The minute I left you, I was back to my tzar. I didn't want to share my tzar with you. That's what Avraham Avinu by Yaakov. There's no mace here. I got to talk to you. And I got to talk to someone else. I'm not going to talk crying. I'm not going to talk in tears. Nobody likes to talk to people that are crying." You don't want to talk. So from Rabbi Yeruchim Lavadis. Okay, I got to share the another chiddush. Once I was learning Bali Musa Svarim. This one is also another one that I saw from the Alta from Slobodka. Not so poshut. This next one here. Let's see. Eliezer's sitting down, and he's trying to get this off his chest about the shidduch, and they bring him food. Number 12. By Yusam Lefan of Lechel. By young man, and he says, I'm not eating. I have to talk to you first. By young man, and they said, Daber. Okay, we'll let you talk. What's going on over here? He sits there. Why is this important? That's what the Alta says. Who really cares? Who cares about the food? Get straight to the story. Eliezer is coming to Bisul, and he tells him his whole story. What's the important that they put food in front of him? I'm not eating until I speak. Why is that negated to the story? That's his kasha. What does that? So he tells you every word in the Torah is a halacha. So this is teaching us a halacha. And this is what his halacha is. We have to discuss this. He says, you come to sit down at someone's table, and they bring you a coffee or a tea or a piece of cake. And the Baal HaBos says, eat, or here, drink the coffee. Have the coffee. They bring you a coffee. Or bring a bottle of water. If you don't drink the bottle of water, you're ever not there. Only here, because he says, I really don't want to eat now. Could I speak? I'm asking you permission. I want to talk. Oh, but yeah, okay, you know what? Not there. We give you permission. Without the permission, you're not allowed to. And he says, it's a Gemara. So look at number 13. We learned this Gemara. You have to do. So here, take a drink. Here's a bottle of water. You have to listen to him. Because whatever he tells you, you have to do, except leave the house. Look at the Baal. I found the Tisus. In the Moshe Zakenim. Look at number 14. I thought originally I saw it in this, and then I don't know. I started to really try to understand this. So I found the Moshe Zakenim the other day. So he said, look at number 14. Who's forcing him to eat? They didn't force him to eat. Did they force him to eat? Here, they put down food. And he says, no, I'm not eating. No one forced you to eat. It's like you go to someone's house and they put something down in front of you. No one's forcing you to eat, and still he has. Look at the Tisus. The Tisus. Tisus says, "El and he can derech eretz." And this is halacha then. Kishen nois and lefnei adam lach. If someone puts down something in front of you to eat, you have to eat it. They don't have to tell you eat. Even if they don't say to eat, you have to eat. And he brings down Rabbi Yitzchak and Martin. Still, he says, "Achash shver." So how did he go against this? Because he didn't eat. He told me, according to this, he should have eaten. He didn't eat. Merely, I don't know. I don't even know. You have to understand what this teretz is. It was Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. I'm not sure what he's saying. Yeah, Shvur. He made a promise. He promised Avram that he's going to take care of this. So I don't know how that gets out of the question. But either way, the Bali Musar say that that's what he said. No, Vayomer Daber. And a Khanami. Without the Moshe's Kame's Teretz, this is what the author from Sagar says, the Pasik says. That's why you have to wait. If not from saying speak, he doesn't have a right. You have to eat. I saw it, what he writes. He writes halacha. You go to someone's house, and you have a meeting, you want to talk to someone, and you put down a bottle of water in front of you, you must drink it. Unless you ask them permission. You don't ask permission, you're going against halacha. You have to tell them, that I really don't, I'm not thirsty. Is it okay if I talk to you without drinking? You have to ask them. If you don't ask them, they're wrong.
Sometimes up out of water, it'll just show and all that, you know?
Right. So I guess he has to, he says he put it down, they put it in front of you, right? Kishenois and Lefnei Adam will be Medayach's words. Kishenois Lefnei Adam, Lachol, Yoichol. Don't have to tell you eat. If they put it down in front of you, that's it. You got to do it. Chiddush Gadol. So let's go into this halacha a little bit, because very Negea. What happens if you're a guest in someone's house? So you have to eat. What happens if you don't trust her? I ask this question all the time. I don't get to trust her hashkacha. I don't know what they're doing. This hashkacha. I don't eat this hashkacha. What are you supposed to do? So let's see the mechaber. Say zok to bir halacha. Mar says like this. Zok to bir halacha. Zok to bir halacha. Zok to bir halacha. Whatever the Baal Bayis says to you, besides, but you have to do whatever he tells you. Eat, eat, drink, go. Unless he tells you, so it tells you to leave the house, outside the house, then you don't have to do. So if he's going to send you to the store, you don't have to listen to him. That you don't have to do. But everything else, you have to do. Says, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Come Ashi, I'm in next Mishnah Berurah. Hainu afilu davar sheish miktzas gasa sushrorah shleyoyse kein arach. Mishnah Manavo. Even if you're a humble person, too bad. You got to do it. Afu b'ken yachol. Now look, this is the part that's negeh. What happens if the guest is not a gezu precious the davar? Shoyse mishnam srachis. Then I don't have to do it. If it's itzik. Abu davar shu precious bi'alma. Ama machmir. You have to do it. Type together. So if you're in someone's house and they're going to serve you food, so now, so what happens if you serve chalva? You have to drink it. I only chalv Yisrael. So Yashan, right? Yashan, yeah. And then Bishop Bruce says one other thing. So I don't know. Maybe this could help us out. I'm a big day. Shesha mitzad. The dino dafka zula sachilu shtir. Avu achilush. Let's say I'm hungry. Emneinai tov lachilush. Yoyster. Baba bias forces me, then I'm mamachiv, because then kadesh liyos like lachilu, because that would be aim b'zamini as kabbal baal bias. I mean, oyster kibbar. If you're not hungry and you're not thirsty, so then and the baal bias wants you, you're not mamachiv. You should do it. You're not mamachiv. Kadesh liyos like lachilu. All right, it doesn't really help me out over there, because what comes back? Oh, so let's just because we don't have time and have to run. Have one Sunday, I have to do atzala. Normally it's Thursday night, but they're doing once on Sunday, so I have to do this. And Simon Kufayin Ois Chav, look at the next Ramal, the Yeshayman. The Mishan is a big Pasakim. What happens if it isn't Pasakim? But Oichel Macherim, Shein and Zar, you're allowed to eat. You are allowed to eat with them. Because Kol Mashra Amal Balabayis, Mishamei B'tata Hoivim, Layachel Iman Pas, it's going to be Eva, it's not just Eva, the way we're learning, Kol Mashra Amal Balabayis, B'shach, L'chem Yishamach, L'chem Esakim. What about Chalavakim? So he's going to eat the Kili Surai and Pasakim. Come on, you can't do. Why? Pass is Ava, because he says milk you don't have to, because again milk goes into much more of a isser than why. If you mock me on Chol Yisrael, that means I hold that there's something wrong. If you're a machner and just saying that if I could, I could. If not, say so you're a guest and you can have Chol Stam. But if you mock me on Chol Yisrael, so then it's we're going into the isser. So and he writes over here also Chemesakum. There's a chashas to Tzuchikol. Tell me some about it. Look at this, very important to all of us. You only need a certain hechsher. You rely on another hechsher. It's makobol, it's okay. And there are people that are relying on it. It's not great, but it's okay. And right, don't stop yourself from eating. And be pagay in the Baal HaBayis. If it's a hechsher which is not makobol, the care of Shlomi Amuni Yisrael, he also a call. Then don't eat, even if there is an Ava. So you're not going to go into different Ashkafas now with Oilam, but it's something to think about, because obviously, if you eat glot and they don't eat glot, so now you're not going to start eating, you know, is it going to be Ava with them? You have to eat it? No, that's a minute. Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
Right, it makes sense. I'm saying, you should eat, right. But it's very hard to yeah.
He said, better to eat chicken in front of these problems. But I went.
And he said that, right?
I didn't eat it directly, but I was told this story. In Kotaira.
He told it to you straight, you heard it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so that's why I
don't know. I heard from another Rosh Hashiva in Kotaira who told me to eat. It's better to eat the chicken, not the meat. And he said, the Rosh Hashiva specifically said that the lag is Don't embarrass the person.
Well, if that would
no,
be
so that makes sense.
Lot,
I know. So that's why it's questionable about, you know, what you're right, because glad is a chumrah. It's a chumrah. So when it comes to chumrah, don't accept the chumrah. It makes sense. Although no one's gonna, at the end of the day, it's gonna be everyone's gonna be really, really uncomfortable doing that. But when it comes to different hashgachas, and you know, people ask me about, and you, as you're a guest, you can't really ask about the fruits and vegetables at the, or the vegetables, let's say, the lettuce. I get that question all the time. Can I eat this? Can I eat it here? I'm going to embarrass them. And if I'm going to ask, you definitely can't ask them who they're using. They're positive, or they don't check it. I've been talking to people. They don't know. They have no clue that there's a problem with the lettuce and romaine lettuce. So you're talking about bugs then. You're talking about mamash and issa. You're talking about isurim then. So you could just, you should, I told someone recently, I said, just say, I don't eat salad, if that was the case. So they said, but what are you eating everything else in the house? You don't trust them with the salad, you trust them with everything else. The turrets is that they don't realize, it's not pshat that they don't have, they want to keep a kosher kitchen. They do, they don't realize this with the bugs. So they just, what do you mean the bugs? We washed it, we did whatever we have to do. They don't realize the severity. But for us, in a chanami, for us, it's awesome. So it would be worse than the glot.
Right. So that's
the glot is chumrah.
That's right.
The bugs is awesome.